Hello, Christine. Hey,
Hello,
Florian.
Italo.
Hello. Hey there.
Hello, hi, Kate. Hi.
Hello. It's Hello, Heike.
Florian, it's Hello, Heike. Anybody else? Norbert, perhaps?
Norbert.
Hey, Norbert. How are you?
Early in the morning for me.
Yes, I can imagine. Yes, kind of exercise in futility to have this early call because I don't know if Joel, I think Joel is not going to make it. He mentioned something like that. And
Oh.
apologies, I should have post-fixed my time suggestion with a time zone. I meant UTC, so that would be the usual 5 o'clock Berlin time, or 1 or 2 hours later for the new board schedule. And
I
I
guess
thought,
we'll
given
figure that
the
out
experience.
in and we'll figure that out in Brussels, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. Given the experience of the past, finding a time slot exercises, I thought we might create a short list today, let's say two slots with whoever can attend and go from there.
I was hoping that if we do that in person, it may actually be a bit more interactive and faster to get to a consensus.
I don't want to waste to be, yeah, well, I mean, whatever. I thought I'm not going to waste face time with that, but let's see what works out. So, there's just from the sitting board, there's three people only. That's not a great showing. Let me see if we can get Michael, perhaps at least. Andreas already said that he cannot join today. Anybody else heard anything from? Pardon?
I said, I think so did Candy and Simon for today.
Right. I was rather wondering if we could perhaps at least get a quorum for the sitting board. Hey there, who's joined? Hello? Who did just join?
This is Joel.
Hello, hey, great to have you.
Hey.
I'm happy
Give
to
me just
hear
a second. Yeah, I'm driving. Give me just a second. Let me set this up.
Let me pick Kenny. He's around somewhere.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hey, Bjorn.
So here we go, full house.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, almost. I mean, you know, 30 seconds ago there was three of us, and we say, "Oh shit, we don't have a quorum." And just now, boom, six. We're good.
Yeah. So, representation. Norbert for Eliane, Eike for Friedrich, something like that.
Sure, fine with me.
Okay, so let's get going. So it's 7 minutes past. Any additions to the public agenda? We're in the public hall right now. So far, there's the CeBIT presentation, proposal and time for future board meetings. Anything else? Hearing none. So, yes, CBID, what do you think?
The nice thing of it sounds like a good idea, but the price seems odd.
So, to tell you,
we need people there.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, the past booths were heavily subsidized. It was this open source park, who was, I think it was half the price or something. Florian might know more details there. I've just heard rumors that a 4 square meter spot in that area is about 20K this year.
Sure. Then just leads to the question, should we do it if it's that
right.
much? I mean, like,
that,
right?
Yeah, sure. That's, of course. But at least it's in the same ballpark as previous years. So, obviously I would not involve myself too much into the decision making, but so one thing I think that's a sine qua non, so without that it doesn't make sense at all, and that means that there should at least be people willing to staff the booth, and unless that's reasonably safe, it indeed doesn't make sense. Otherwise, if there are volunteers willing to be there,
even for free, there's nobody showing up. What's the point, you know?
Right. Yeah. So, and with that, I mean, in light of previous and investments and other trade fairs, I think for CBID, it's compared to other spendings, it's a pretty good price for the visibility.
We were quibbling about rather a smaller number for Didacta, weren't we? I mean, it was only something like 2K euros, is that right? I forget what the story was with that.
There was
some earmark
from
Team...
Yeah, it was the same ballpark number. But Florian, you might... I don't...
Florian, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Shoot.
Ah, okay, wonderful.
What's your view?
I think what you quoted, this 2K, was just this OSBA offer from last year. We basically pay to from time to time can use one of their booths, but not a fixed booth. That's what I recall. The sum Thorsten mentioned is, I think, at least very much in line. Maybe a bit higher this year, but very much in line with previous years. So there's no big difference. What I don't know is the regular prices. Actually, we always got a special price, and either via the open source part, or Thomas was dealing with them quite heavily. I don't know what the usual price was. We have no idea. But it sounds.
You know, the special price can be both ways. You know.
Yeah. No, it was. But it's not out of bounds.
Yeah, so just to stress the fact that this is for that location, and this year it's cheap. So it's not something anyone makes any money out of, quite the contrary. And
well,
beyond
I
that, I just shut
does.
Up and leave that. Pardon?
So I think then it would be
that. No, I was just saying that there is somebody that should be making money out of it. It's CBID, at least, I would imagine.
Yes, but, well, there.
Well, just for comparison, just looking it up, for IT and business, we had 5,300 euros for the booth alone. So.
Yeah, I mean, so I think the year that we did it, and we did it with TDF, which is why I don't think there's any trouble at all doing it as a joint thing. My understanding is the whole booth was 7,500, of which we paid some, or I forget how we paid, maybe just for, you know, whatever. And it had 2-3 demo points. It was long and thin. So, but the location is everything, I guess. I mean, you know, where is this located in the show?
Look at the floor plan.
At TikTok.
Can you tell me what it says? Because I can't find it. And I.
it's vis-a-vis this just open source forum where there's pretty much 8 hours of talks, and there should be lots of people going passing by, and it's in Hall 3, which is in itself pretty popular. So that's really excellent location.
The location looks good to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the one we had when we were with you, Michael. I think it was probably a different hall, but I think they moved the open source park from 6 to 3 or something like that. Should be pretty much the same location here.
Okay, so just so that to get things started, my view is, the sharing a booth, not so much of a problem. It would be nice if there is a way to clearly identify, you know, try to make sure that there is no confusion, as LibreOffice is not just a product of CIB, but we are a distinct entity. So some kind of having a little corner with a visual distinction, that would be a nice thing. Having people volunteering to man the booth would be a requirement for that things to go through. Other than that, the price, you know, it's a show, and if we were to get a booth by ourselves, that would definitely be at least that much. And if people consider that CBIT is worth the going, which I'm not going to judge, but I will defer to others. So in those conditions, I would approve it.
Yeah, I feel the same as Norbert, pretty much. It's a good expression, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much the same here. One addition, maybe to specify this, having a visible identity for TDF or LibreOffice apart from CIB would be what stories do we want to tell? We probably don't want to tell. We are free of cost, and LibreOffice doesn't cost you anything to an enterprise crowd there, which isn't helpful. So maybe an idea would be for TDF to more target like companies like CIB or in general companies that LibreOffice is a platform to build upon or to integrate into your content management system or whatever. Just a thought there.
More about marketing message.
And I tend to agree with everything that's been said, especially considering that at the end of last year there were some questions as to if we dedicate too much time to Hackfest, so I think, and too much money. So I think this would be a good way of just saying, you know, we do invest in other parts of the project, so I'm for it.
Well, just to put that in perspective, the $7,000 represent probably half the Hackfest. I mean, except the conference, it's about the Hackfest budget. So, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hesitate to push this, so maybe somebody else would want to. But
why don't we vote on a concrete proposal? Sophie, are you writing it down? Is it
well,
in the?
Well,
let me look at the proposal in the.
Just a quick question, practical, that Torsten may be able to answer. Is it practical to do the thing that Simon proposed, to have a separate carpet piece on one corner with a green collar? Is that practically
doable? That's an excellent idea. I think it was Core's proposal or something. Yeah, I like that.
So, sure. Where are the board minutes and where is the etherpad? Can you provide a link? Just because I feel much better proposing a vote if I know that the text is what I'm hoping it will be. You're muted, Sophie. I can't hear you.
I just sent the pad on the chat, and it's Thorsten who is minuting, I think, so.
Well, that may be so, but I'd like to write this minute, and I don't have the link. Where is it? In the chat, you say?
In the chat, yes. Google chat.
Sorry.
Yes.
I press original version.
It's board minutes, if I recall. Let me go there to make sure.
The pad,
yes.
So I have. You do not have permission to access this pad.
You should have several emails with the credentials.
Send me a link.
For me, it's a bunch of dot, and it works, so I can't help you, but maybe Thorsten has it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I got it. Just a different bookmark.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's all good. Thank you.
Okay.
So so the proposal is to, can you say again what you were doing, Norbert?
What's that?
Can you state again your caveats?
Oh, the caveat was that if to adopt the Simon proposal to have a specific section with a green carpeting to identify that it's a subsection that is specific to TDF and not just, you know, one of the product line of a CIB.
Also the contingency that there be volunteers, right?
Yes.
Yep.
The second thing is we have to make sure, but we can't, you know, we can vote on that today, but we'll have to make sure we have enough people to man that section, because otherwise it's kind of pointless to have an empty zone. Actually, it's counterproductive. And other than that, I mean, my other caveat was I don't think I'm qualified to estimate if CBIT is really worth it, and I defer to other board member and to decide that question. I don't know CBIT. I've never heard of it before I joined LibreOffice, so, you know.
When does CIB need the decision for that?
ASAP, of course, the sooner the better, but with that proposal, we would need to go to at least to the German list, but probably also to the projects list, and ask for if people would be donating time, would be there, would like to be there, and then I think we need at least one, better two volunteers per day. I will be there probably the entire time, so I can always back that up if someone, whatever, goes for a talk or needs a break. Well, yeah. So having a decision by like soon and then going and trying to recruit people would be appreciated.
What I have as a proposal is this. Fund CBIT sub-booth with CIB at 7.5k euros, provisional on, support from local Germans, that this is a worthwhile show, must be sufficient volunteers to cover the time, clear signage and messaging to make the association clear, separate carpet to limit TDF space. Does that capture everything?
Works for me.
Okay, so I vote that we vote on that. Thorsten, I assume you should recuse yourself.
I will. Should I put the headphones away?
Thorsten, just to clarify one thing. You'll recuse yourself on the vote, but from a CIB perspective, that sounds something that they will go for?
Yes, very likely. I can't imagine why they wouldn't. There's nothing that is in any way, I don't know, that should be a problem.
Okay.
Why would it?
I'm just asking.
It's absolutely reasonable. I mean,
Thorsten, look, just look.
Yeah.
Is the cost right? Because if I read your mail right on the list, the cost.
No. So it's 7K, but it's without VAT.
Right.
And well, if we want a green carpet, it's entirely possible we need to rent some. So maybe have some headroom there. It's not entirely.
$500 to get a carpet in a show is actually, that's the kind of price you're going to have.
Yeah.
Carpet your head down.
They usually kill you on those.
Never mind. So 20% VAT, something like that, 9,000 euros. Yeah?
Yes,
let me do that.
Wait a minute. The money we're paying to CIB, I think, is the controversial bit. The rest of it is relatively irrelevant, like carpets and whatever. So it's 7K plus VAT. Let's just vote on that.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is going to be worried about carpeting later. Are they? I mean, I don't know if you want to.
Hopefully.
I will carpet. Let's just vote.
So, let's ignore the carpet. 7,000 plus VAT. So, who am I polling? What? Just, I mean, who is here? Quorum. So we have...
Florian, can you do the roll call and the voting, and I just put the headphones aside and someone waves at me and I come back?
Yeah, the headphones. Everyone's agreed anyway, Torsten.
Ike,
you agreed? Ike?
Yeah, I agree.
Norbert, you're okay. Michael, Joel?
Yes.
We have 2, 4, 5 or in favor. Fine. Anyone else against it, even if they're not a board member? Good. Well, that's done then. I'll shut up again. Back to you, Dawson.
Hey, thanks, guys. Sounds
great. Was voted down while you weren't here. You know, everyone was against it when you were here.
And Torsten, just knowing how much work organizing that, what you have done already, is thanks a lot for that. I did that a couple of years ago, and I'm really happy we don't have all this burden. So really appreciate it from my side.
Well, I hope it's good. I mean, I just worry.
Yeah. So I think and with the German community, it's absolutely uncontroversial. That's a great place to be. We always tried very hard in the past years, also during open office times, to have a presence there. Thanks, guys, for trusting us and trusting us with that. So now let's see to find people with time to staff the booth. Next item for the public agenda is the.
Hold on, just a second about that. That reminds me of the FRODEV thing, because we're gonna pick that out of the targeted donation thing, right?
Well, there was some private discussion on that. Can't say. Florian, you had some idea on that.
Yeah. So my.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's just accounting. So.
Right. Yeah.
Which, it's your left or your right pocket. You pay that.
That's true, but at some stage we want this earmarked to finish. You know.
Can we discuss this before we are making more ridiculous statements here to the private call, maybe?
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So for the public, there was a FRODEV is no more. So the pretty much the founding organization that spawned TDF has folded in Germany by the end of last year, and donated the remaining funds over to TDF to use on community stuff, if that is reasonably accurate. And we defer the accounting details to the private call. Next public item is the future meeting times. And I thought we would not waste FaceTime in Brussels with that. And I go for some initial poll how at least the attendees of this meeting would, whether 5 o'clock Berlin time every other Wednesday would work for all of you.
I think we should do it more regularly and for less time. And it would be good to have a doodle poll that catches everyone's availability. That would be my suggestion.
The thing is that that went horribly wrong and took 2 months to settle the last time. So I thought we would have some free slots or something premeditated and check if the remaining people would agree.
Are there any issues with the current alternating schedule we have? Every other Wednesday.
Yes, I hate it. Alternating schedules mess with other appointments.
And this was created for Andreas and Joel, and tragically, Joel won't be with us. He may always want to join the call. I mean, it's always welcome. But
I agree with Torsten in a way that let's take maybe 3 or 5 slots. Torsten, you already have some. And let's see if we can make one of those, and if we don't, we ask someone who can't make it to make another proposal, because otherwise we will end up with one big doodle with 3 million slots, and then nobody will fill it out, and
So again, the question...
5 o'clock, and anyone against him has to speak up.
Right. So Björn, does 5 o'clock work for you?
5 o'clock.
So guys, this is for the new board. I suggest that the new board sort it out, really. Right? Like, the new board is, well, I don't know, we have Maureen here. I would suggest that a lot of this is the transaction cost of going to Doodle. And there might be a really good time that works for lots of people. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm not objecting. I just, we tried that three times, and it all took, every time it took horrendous amounts of energy and
well,
time.
But that was because you wanted a different time, Torsten. We did the poll three times, and we got the same answer, which was not good for you, as I recall. So, I mean, I can understand that process being distressing, but, you know, I don't know.
So, Michael, I take that as you volunteer to set up the Doodle, and we go with that.
Why not? I have no idea how to do a Doodle poll, but if you say so. Florian, do you have a minute to set up a Doodle poll?
I can do it. No problem.
Sophie should do it.
Sophie can do it. You can, Sophie. Thank you.
Sophie, can you do that?
Wait. Both of us have to vote on if we allow Sophie to do it.
Oh, I think we should, definitely.
Like cool. And anyway, what we can decide today is to go back to the regular non-alternate schedule to simplify things in the meantime.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That sounds cool. That would suit me really well to go with. So the proposal is Wednesday, 1600 UTC, every other week.
Sounds good to me.
Cool.
Pending the new board decision, you know, of course they can revise that whenever they want. So,
but
Marina, does that work for you?
For me, it's okay, but I know that Osvaldo can on the we can try with the Doodle.
Yeah, sorry, you were breaking up, but we will do the Doodle anyway. So,
I have no problem.
I just all day. Osvaldo and Simon
okay
have complicated schedules, you know. We just have the ceiling, you know.
Okay, so that's that. Anything else for the public call? Otherwise, I suggest we call it. Well, we continue in the private room.
Sounds good to me.
Three. Two, one. Okay, so final roll call. Marina, I still see you. Björn, I still see you. Michael, I still see you.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Eike?
Yes.
Norbert?
Yep.
Joel?
Yep.
Cool. Everyone's still there. So the hangout people stay, and the phone people redial to the private room. See you there in a second. Bye-bye.
Bye.